Welcome to the We Leaders podcast, where leaders share how to leave a legacy that makes history. I'm your host, Elena Fulvio. As a 13-time world record-holding skydiver and Olympic development athlete, psychic intuitive, and former Silicon Valley in-house talent advisor for some of the most legendary leaders and successful companies in history, there is a new bar being set for leadership. They're called We Leaders. What this means for you on this show, We Leaders will show up for you and bring their unapologetic truth, most successful strategies and mindsets so you can level up. We share from our shoes so you can walk in them. Here, the only rules are authenticity, respect, and being in service of every human having the lives they want. Join the movement. Welcome to the We Leaders podcast. Now let's go make history. I'm really excited about this episode because it's something that's, I think, present for the majority of us. In our lives, in the lives of the people around us, is really how humans show up and dichotomy, and how dichotomy and false dichotomy shows up, and what we can do, what you can do as an individual that's either in leadership or is striving to be more of a leader for yourself, for others, how to use opposing mindsets and thoughts and perceptions to your advantage to be able to make and to really stockpile impact, right? Because that's really why we're here. We're here to make an impact for ourselves, but if we stop there, we're in me leadership. We're here to really stockpile impact to the world. And a lot of you, I think, will think, God, I can't make a global impact, or, you know, that's big. Well, the ripple effect that you make, you don't even know where that ends. And sometimes it doesn't end. Sometimes it continues to go on. And so what I would challenge you to do on this episode is really lean into the journey that I'll walk through and the experience that I just had that triggered this, which is incredible. On a public platform, people who profess themselves to be leaders and coaches and people who help people to step up into their greatness really showed up from a comment that I posted. I posted it in service of others. These people flipped it on its head and essentially created a false dichotomy that was not in service of everybody. It actually diminished the people that they didn't even know were dealing with this struggle. So I would love you to spend the next, 45 minutes of this podcast and really look for yourself. Who do you want to be in 10 years from now? I'll walk you through this. Who do you want to be and what impact do you want to make? And how do you want to show up? So this is a chance for you to step into another area of We Leadership that we take on as a community. I'm in this group on Facebook, and I posted out, it was fascinating. I posted to this, essentially, it's not an all women's group, but it's all women that replied. And I posted, who out there has a fear of eating alone or doesn't want to go out by themselves to a place by themselves? And you would be shocked at I was shocked actually at the negativity and at the aggressiveness of the answers that came back. And it's interesting because I wasn't asking for myself. I've been since a little girl, my parents even said at 6 years old, the first time they brought me to that parking lot with the yellow bus waiting for all of us and the parents and the little kids, and all the kids were holding onto their parents by the legs and by the hands. And my parents, you know, looked back at me in the car and they said, Lena, you ready to go? I'm like, yeah, like, let's go. Let's do this. And they took my hands and walked out to the middle of to the kids and the parents. And they started talking to them. And next thing you know, they wanted to introduce me, I guess. And they said, here's our daughter, Elena. And they looked around and I was gone. And everyone started looking for me. And at one point a little boy said, there she is. And he's like, there she is. And he pointed at the bus, and I was in the bus. The bus was off. The bus driver wasn't even in the bus. And I was the only one in there. The little, you know, the windows that slide up and down that you have to really shove up or down back in the day. I was there waving frantically, so excited with the smile across my face. I was so excited to go. I was so excited for this new adventure. I was on the bus alone. And I knew there were going to be other kids there, but I had no idea what camp was like. But my natural spirit, my natural way of being was, I love the unknown. I love going away. I was 6 years old. Now, I don't quite remember that moment. They explained it to me. But I know that because even at this age, I'm 45 now. I still feel the same way whenever I travel or I go somewhere alone. This is a fascinating scenario and one that comes up in our adulthood. But what I just walked you through were a bunch of children going through the experience. So right now, pull yourself out of that picture that I just painted of all the parents with all the children, the majority of them either crying or holding onto their parents' leg, grasping their hands, parents picking them up, consoling them, talking to them, being kind, being compassionate, you know, really just being there for them. And then you see the one little girl in the bus who really wants to drive the bus away on her own. And what do you think about her? I mean, she's just waving away. She's super excited. Do you have an opinion about how those children should feel or should experience their fear, their excitement, their wonder, their curiosity? Do you think that they should all feel happy about it? Do you think that they all should feel scared about it? Now, I'm going to flip the scenario to adulthood. So now you can picture all of those parents, all of those kids, and me in the bus with the same scenario in your family, in your personal life, in your work life. I know that you've been in scenario. We go through them all every day, all day. We have meetings with people. We have connections with people where we're all having the same experience, but everyone's having a different experience of the experience. You ever been in a scenario where you had fear and someone else didn't? And it's interesting. You kind of wonder, wow, how do they not fear that? Or, wow, why am I happy and I'm excited and they fear that? As an adult, do you judge the adults more than you would a child? And if so, why? What is the differentiating factor? When does that switch flip? When as a human, we start to judge people for having a fear or for having an excitement for something, when it's something different than our experience, when it's not our norm. So I want to bring that back to this post because I posted the question, anybody out there have a fear of eating alone or don't do it often or don't do it at all? And about 90% of the comments were, I've done it, I do it all the time, no problem, which is amazing. Strong, powerful women stepping up saying, wow, I have my life. I would say out of that, at least 70% of them were negative. Just do it. Why don't you just do it? One woman said, actually, she said, she goes, well, just get over yourself. She goes, what era do we live in these days? And just negative comments. And I thought, wow, if I was a poster, if I was the person posting, asking, does anyone else out there have the fear that I do? The negativity that would have come towards me would have definitely impacted my engagement with the group. It would have shown me, wow, I really am alone, because these women weren't saying things compassionately. For the most part, they were saying things like I was wrong, like I was a fool, I was an idiot for even thinking that, you know, like get it. One woman said, oh, just get over yourself, just do it. And it's interesting because, you know, when my husband died, someone just said, just get over it. And I was 34, he was 32, and he died 15 days after we got married. And someone said to me, just get over it. And I just kind of looked at that person and I thought, wow, you don't know my journey, do you? You're definitely not walking in my shoes. And this post for these women to say, I just do it, you know, get over yourself. Oh, what era do we live in? Really separates them from the other person who potentially could have been asking for support and help. And what I really want to bring to this session here is for us to look into ourselves and not only see who we're being to ourselves, because generally by human nature, if we are that negative and intense outward, we are that tenfold inward, right? So I will say, honestly, I've had to really work on myself, over the years to not beat myself up. I mean, I grew up a perfectionist by my upbringing, you know, had to be the best in sports and had to do, had to be the best. And I really beat myself up and I still catch myself getting intense to myself. And I noticed that throughout my life, that's how I would come outward. And what that turns into when like these women came out and wronged me, if I was actually saying that that was my fear, that's separating us from having a journey together and creating we and creating empowerment. Now, the other about 20%, 10%, I'm going to give it 10% actually, maybe 15 at this point, but 10% of women on there, and I wrote back to each one of them on the posts and I acknowledged them. About 10% wrote and said, wow, I really had that fear. I identify with this statement and now I don't have that fear. And I wrote back to each of them and some wrote really long. And I just wrote them all back and I said, thank you for being vulnerable you, for not knowing why I posted or who I was, if I was the one that had the fear or not. But you showed up with vulnerability, you showed up with compassion, and you showed up with we. You showed up with, I am you, you are me, not of a place of judgment of, oh, wow, I got over that. She needs to just get over that. Or that's crazy. Why would you have that fear? You know, we're in this day and age. Get over yourself. The 10%, which is sad to me. I'm watching these comments come in and I'm seeing the way the majority of the world works together. It doesn't matter, black, white, Asian, American Indian, it doesn't matter what race, color, gender you are, how you identify in terms of gender, sexuality. It's a human nature trait. It's an overriding human nature trait to bring me, 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 and push your arms away and say, oh, just get over it. Oh, just figure yourself out. I'll get a, you know, whatever. And as a leader, and I'm not talking about leadership just in business, right? Because who you are as a human is who you are inside and outside of your career. There is no difference unless you're fully faking it. And then you're either a narcissist or you're just a liar or, you know, you're faking it in life. And that's a lot of energy. I don't know how those people do it, how they fake it all the time. But generally, authentically, as a leader, you are outward to your personal life and inward in your personal life to who you are in business. So like these women showed up, I can guarantee you they show up not only in their personal lives with this negativity, but they also show up to themselves with all of this negativity, right? They probably beat themselves up intensely. And these women that came with compassion and vulnerability and a share, I'll bet you that's how they show up to others. So right now I just want, and again, there's no right or wrong. And even if you say, gosh, you know, I do that sometimes, because I know that's, I still look at myself too. And I go, wow, am I judging? And so this is the space on this podcast is, it is the space for possibility and for transparency. And there's no right or wrong in the way of just look to see what it is in your life that's holding you back from being your greatest self as a human, which is the greatest leader that you can be for yourself. And I'll do this. Take yourself out 10 years from now, from today. Take yourself out 10 years from now and meet your future self. Imagine that if you have any part of that resistance or of that push away or that make wrong of others, imagine if that persisted and actually grew 10 years from now. Meet that person. Meet carrying that for the next 10 years. Meet the people along the way that you've impacted by that negativity. Meet all those people that you didn't meet because who you impacted by your make wrong, by telling them just to get over it, by being dishonest, by being, you know, just not in service of others from a place of, you know, I don't know. I'm not walking in your shoes. That's what I always said when I became a widow. Once I finally got a lot of the learnings, I said, wow, you're just not walking in my shoes. I'm not walking in yours. I cannot know. Even other widows. I said that to one today. I said, I'm right there with you, but I don't know your journey. But meet the world of people, of the ripple effect. 10 years from now, the people that you made wrong, the people that you said, just get over it, and that you walked over or you pushed to the side, you lacked compassion. Meet the people that they then went home to and did the same thing to. Meet the ripple effect 10 years from now that you created in the world. Feel that. Visualize that right now. Be that incompassionate, lacking of we-ness, lack of support. Be that person right now. Close your eyes for 1 second. Now see the people that you're impacting. See their faces. When they come to you vulnerably and say, I have this fear, or I need help. And come to them with that negativity. See what happens to their body. Where are you feeling this within your body? I know I'm feeling it in my heart space, in my lungs, everything's getting tight. And then take yourself 10 years out and imagine all of those people 10 years from now, all the people that you've worked with, all the strangers that you met, all your family members that you did that to, that every one of them turned around and emulated you and carried your negativity out to the world. Your meanness, your me, I'm right. That fear, get over it. Visualize the ripple effect across the world. Now let's step into we leadership. You're right here, right now. I know that if you're listening to this, you are a we leader. There is no perfect person, by the way. There's no perfect we leader. There's no perfect human being. There's just never will be. There's never any true master. We're always learning. But there's a we leader inside of you. And the we leader is that person who knows that I am you, you are me. And I'm not here alone. And I don't know everything. And not only do I have my eyes wide open, but I'm also opening my heart. And I'm also opening my arms to not only what I don't know to grow, but also to you and to others. To not only support and be compassionate, but to truly, truly take on. I don't know what those shoes feel like. Be that we leader right now and smile, like take the moment, shake off all that negativity of that me leader that we just took on. Cause that it can get pretty heavy and intense. So if you have to stand up, shake it out. I'll give you a second. Stand up and shake it out. Just however you want to shake it out. Get crazy, get weird. What your dog might look at you odd. Your cat might think you're awesome because cats are weird. I love cats. your kids might think you're nuts, but just shake off all of that negativity, all that me-ness. Cause that's just, Imagine a world where everyone just was me. There's a lot of that. Like that post that I posted, that's a lot of me, me, me. That was intense. I could not believe. I was astounded at how people reacted to that. So shake that off. Let's shake all of that off. That's not meant for you. And that's not meant for the world. That is not your greatness. All right. I've shaken it off too. So now that you've shaken it off, all right, sit up straight. You can keep your eyes open or keep them closed, but think about your we leader inside of you. That greatness, that person who is compassionate. Even if you say, gosh, you know, I'm not the most compassionate person. You have it. You are compassionate. Unless you're fully non-compassionate, you're pretty much dead. So call me. We can talk about this, but there is that compassion inside. If you say, gosh, I'm not very compassionate. I'm maybe like 10, 15, 20%. Okay, great. It's there. You are compassionate. Now think about the person who is open to other perspectives. Are you open to other perspectives? That is a we leader. Will you listen? Will you say, wow, I don't know what they're going through, but you know what? I'm going to do my best to support them. Why? Because I'm in it for us to win, for the world to win, for the collective to win. Think of all the positive qualities of you. Think of your amazing, I mean, you are incredible. Absolutely. Absolutely. Think about the people that you've seen smile because of you in the last week. Let's just take the last week. Who smiled because of you? Whose eyes squinted a little bit more because of you? Who had the thought, and maybe you don't know this, but who potentially had the thought of, wow, I can do more because of that person? That's your greatness, your power. Your power is impacting from the inside of you, taking that we leader and giving it out with full transparency, full vulnerability, compassion, and for we. How do we win? So standing right now, how do you feel? Like, are you sitting up? I'm sitting up straighter. My heart space is open. My lungs are breathing much more easily. I'm like, wow, like I'm pretty awesome. Like, yeah, I have that. I have places to grow. But yeah, the last week has been incredible. I've had many people over email. Thank you so much I'm running a course to empower women how to travel alone. Like I'm running this amazing course and it's intimate and it brings on celebrity guests who actually, if I don't know it, I bring them on. So I brought on one of my greatest friends, Jean Carrillo. He's a Muay Thai champion. He's a women's advocate for personal defense. He doesn't believe in self-defense, but if I don't know it, I bring him on. That's a we leader. We leaders say, if I don't know it, I'm going to get you the person that does. So to round out about this course, it's absolutely amazing because I've had 25 plus years plus, if not more than that, of traveling by myself or traveling to places I don't know. And I'm taking all of it and I'm empowering women in the space of their fear. Like that post I posted, who fears eating alone? A lot of women and men won't say that they do, but they do. And this course is intentional about taking my 25, 30 years of getting it and getting the journey of becoming a widow within 15 days of marriage and having the experience of, wow, I really don't know what I don't know. No one handed me the book up here, you're a widow at 34. I didn't expect it. So I had to figure it out. And so that's why I'm running this course, really to empower women to travel, whether it be 15 minutes away. Some people think that's far, whether it be around the country, whether it be around the globe, to be safe and confident with freedom and purpose. And I have it's called a soul blueprint. And it's my entire blueprint and formulas and strategies for it. So anyway, inside of that, what have you created in your life? What have you created in your life for yourself that you're giving outward, right? So like Buddha says, if you have touched and impacted one person in a way in which serves them, not you, because If you serve others, you're always going to be served yourself. There's no way. When you make someone smile, you don't make someone smile. When someone smiles because of you, don't you feel that back? It's always that way. That's a we leader. And Buddha says, you're blessed. You are blessed if it's just one person. But if you're the me leader, I'm not going to say you're not blessed, but that ripple effect as well, you're sending that ripple effect around the world. Which ripple effect do you want to leave? Which ripple effect do you want to put out there in the world? So standing right now, how do you feel? You're pretty amazing. If you've written things down, if you thought about it, you are incredible. You're still here on this podcast listening. Think of all that greatness. Think of all those people that have smiled because of you, that are better because of you, that embrace their life because of you, that have more freedom because of you, that see opportunity because of you, that aren't in survival mode, that are in thriving mode because of you, that are agentic, people that are agents of their own life, people that aren't in maintenance mode, they're in thriving mode. Amazing, right? Now, let's take you out 10 years. Take you out 1 year on the path to the 10-year mark. Now 2 years. See all those faces and all those people and pile it in. If you're having a hard time piling in those people, go inward. Go inward to your we leader. Know, why are you doing this? Why? Why would you be a we leader? Why would you be in service of the world being connected and thriving together? You've done it. Now take yourself out 5 years. Pile them in all those people. The first connections that you're making smile, pile them in 6 years and 7 years in your family and your friends and new friends and new colleagues and new strangers. Pile them on 8 years. 9 years, keep piling them in, whatever it looks like, whether you be into your soul, into a box in front of you or in your arms, pile them in, pile it on there. All those joyous people that have getting your lives because of you, because you are in service of we. And 10-year mark, stand there, feet on the ground, stand tall. If you got to stand up right now, however you want to stand right now is your time. And feel what you've created. Feel that. Feel that impact of being a we leader. Feel your greatness. Feel the greatness of others because of you. Meet that person. Meet you 10 years from now as a we leader. What if you didn't do that? Who could you have helped? All those people around you right now wouldn't be there. But keep them there because you will. You are not a me leader. You are a we leader. Own it. Own it. Be compassionate. My mentor in skydiving used to, and stay with those people right now. Don't let them go. Don't let those people around you go right now. I'm emotional because I can, as a clairvoyant and clairaudient, I can see. I can only feel you. I can feel them around me as well. The gratitude they have for you. That's real. As I like to say, we were meant to listen to each other. We have ears. We were meant to see each other. We have eyes. We were meant to love each other. We have hearts. We are one, but only if we stay open. If we close our eyes, we can't see anybody. If we close our hearts, we can't feel anybody. If we close our ears, we can't hear anybody. And all too often, like the women who replied to that post, their hearts were closed, their eyes were closed, and their ears were closed. And all they could hear was themselves. And the impact of not remaining open is far more detrimental, far deeper cut than the magic that you can create by keeping your eyes open so you can see people, you can see, and not just see their smile or see their pain. But the, have you ever stared at anybody? Have you ever had that, done that time? And I've done this in different programs where you just take 5 minutes and you look into someone's eyes. Man, the first time that I did it, it was hard for me just to sit there. I felt, I was in my head. I thought, God, what are they thinking about me? This is really awkward. I'm starting to tear up. This is hard. What, you know, my head just started going. And then I dropped into the space of, wow, I'm just with this person. And then I dropped in even more to, wow, it's just, for me, it's two souls. Whether or not you believe in souls and spirits, but human to human, there's nothing else is there. When you truly keep your eyes open, compassion comes in. Try that at home. If you've never done it, try it with someone that you care about, someone that you, or do it with a stranger. I don't know. Find someone for 5 minutes. Just look at each other. And at the 2 minute mark, let it go. At the 4 minute mark, let more go and see what drops in. If we keep our ears open, we can actually hear what people are saying. And it's not about just hearing their words, because humans assume all the time. We are assuming machines. Someone says, oh, I love that red apple because XYZ, and you put a red apple in the middle of 10 people, everyone's going to describe it differently. We leader understands that there's always what's behind what someone says is what they mean. I had an example of that when I was at one of the Silicon Valley startups, and I was coaching one of the directors on how to interview, how to interact with humans when they came in as candidates. And he came out and I said, hire or no hire? And he said, no hire. And I said, why? He said, because he said, you know, this job was his sweet spot and I don't like that. And I said, okay, what did he mean by sweet spot? And mind you, we had been training on how to hear what someone has to say behind what they're saying and to not take their one word or two words or three words and create your own meaning, right? Because me leaders, we do that. And we leaders do this too, right? But to become a true, like be in mastery of we leadership, you really gotta be in service of hearing what someone's actually saying versus what you think they're saying. And so he said sweet spot. And I don't like that. And I said, okay, what did he mean by when he said sweet spot? He said, I don't know, but he meant this. And I said, so you don't know. So you didn't ask. And he said, no, I didn't ask. And I said, okay. So he said sweet spot. You don't know what he meant, but you think he meant that. And actually, so you're going to decline him as a candidate, as a potential person to partner with you to take this company to the next level because you're making up what he means. And we had been working for a few months and become very close. Like I love him dearly. And he's still kicking butt. He's an engineering director. I think he's a VP at this point out here in Silicon Valley. He's incredible, David. And he looked at me and he just goes, oh, Elena, darn it. And I said, he actually swore, but he said, okay, yeah, I get it. And I said, what do you get? And he said, you and I have talked about this. I need to be aware that what someone says, there's more to it. And I didn't ask. And I said, yeah, you didn't ask. I said, I did. Because he said the same thing to me. He said he did. And I said, yeah. So he's consistent, which is a positive thing. Because a lot of people, when they're not consistent, that means they're lying, right? And I said, he's consistent. This is his sweet spot. So we wanted to talk about why. But I said, I found out his why behind sweet spot. And actually, he's the perfect candidate for you because of various different factors. And I said, you are just going to turn down the perfect candidate for you because you assumed that what he said was the opposite of what you wanted because you made meaning out of what he said about two words. You made them negative, just like those women. I posted, anyone else fearful about eating alone? And man, they came after me. And I wasn't posting it for me. I was posting it for the women who are fearful to see if I can support. And man, they came down. Get over it. you know, just, and with David, he wasn't a malicious person. He's an amazing, amazing Wii leader, this man. I mean, I was honored to be offered the opportunity to be the sole recruiter for this startup in engineering, like myself and Juan Pablo as well, brilliant humans, Wii leaders. And we slip up sometimes. He immediately corrected and he got it. He goes, I get it. And I said, I know you do. I said, you already had it inside of you. It's just a new thing. It's just a new concept for you to take on. And it's interesting because in skydiving, when I started out, I had a mentor and I was so not competitive with everyone else, but I was competitive with myself. And I'd go up on a skydive and I'd want to learn 10 things on that skydive. And I would come down frustrated. And he looked at me and he said, Elena, you need to only learn one thing. And my mentor, Evan Mortimer, who he's out there and I just adore him. And he's who inspired me the most in the beginning of my career and saw me. And he is a Wii leader. Evan Mortimer, I'll just give a shout out to him right now. You saw me. You loved me and you are compassionate to understand that I couldn't walk in your shoes yet, but you gave everything and he didn't expect anything in return. I think what he got in return was tenfold, right? Is our friendship and our love and our connection. But he said to me, you don't try to learn 10 things on this skydive, just one. And it frustrated me because I wanted to learn so many things. I like to grow quickly. And probably a lot of you out there too, you know, if you're on here, you like to learn and grow. And he said, just one thing. And that really taught me in life in general that, you know, I can learn numerous things at one time, but when they're big, when I really want them to sink in, like how to hear someone else, how to really see someone else, how to really have an open heart, take one of those on. If you're disempowered in any three of those areas, you're seeing, hearing, or open heart feeling, just take one on. You know, or maybe you're out in one of the areas. Just take one on. Don't, as someone said to me, don't try to boil the ocean, right? So really, you're stand back at that 10-year point. Pile those people back in. Pile them back in. I'm going to do the same thing right now. Pile them right back on. All that joy, all those smiles, all those people that have gratitude. Like I'm feeling tingly in my body. I'm feeling excited in my body of the people that I've impacted. And the only way that that's possible, is by you being in service of we, of you being committed to we, of you being committed to taking on the areas that are not in service of you or anyone else. Because those women that came at me, and it wasn't even at me, it was at me, but it also shed light on how they would talk to somebody else. Look to see where you're resistant, where you're in me, where you're in get over it, where you're in just figure that out, or you know, you step on people or you push people aside. And everyone does it in some way, shape, or form, right? Some people more, some people less. And don't wrong yourself however much you do it, just get it. I mean, I went from one skydive to over 3,500 skydives with 13 world records and 2 state records, and it took time. But honestly, like Buddha said, one person. If you at that 10-year point can say to me, there's one person that I've impacted, you've impacted more than that. I guarantee you they will go out and they will go bring your Wii leadership to others. They will become a Wii leader. People emulate what's around them, sadly sometimes. What are you committed to? Who do you want to be in this world? Do you want that chest open? Do you want other people's to stand strong because of you? What if you were the mirror to other people? What if you were committed and dedicated to being a Wii leader? What if you were non-negotiable? What if you were vulnerable? What if you said, you know what? Raise my hand like some of those people on here. Yeah, I was fearful. God, that was me. Totally. I get that. I hear you. And this is how I overcame it. Powerful, powerful, powerful humans. That's your power. That's the superpower of we leadership. It's not just a power. It is a superpower because there's a lack of it out there in the world. I'll tell you right now. And we need you to step up and in. We need you to be that we leader so that the other we leaders, the people they impact, will then meet. Imagine, think about this, around the world, let's say there's 10,000 other we leaders out there and they impact one person who impacts one person. Eventually, I just got chills. That means it's true. This is happening. So I get those psychic moments. Imagine, wow, I just keep getting chills. So imagine those people. Imagine that ripple effect, just like the cilia of the mushrooms. It's all meeting like the roots of trees. If you are a we leader, you're creating roots that are going outward and they're meeting other roots and they're impacting other roots. You can either be the one that impacts them negatively, or you can be the one that has made the difference in the lives of others because you chose to be a we leader. Step into your greatness. You're already amazing as it is. I know this because you're here listening still. Step up, step in. I will come with you. I'm coming with you. That's why I'm doing this podcast. Trust me. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, you'd be hosting a podcast. I would say, there's no way that I'm going to speak like this. I write and I speak. I'm a writer. There's no way. I knew I needed to step up to not just elevate my voice, but the voices of you, the voices of others who are we leaders. I would invite you, if you want to be on this show, if you believe you're a we leader that can cause the people that are listening here to be greater than they already are, I invite you to message me. I would invite you to be on my show. I would love that. So I will leave you with this. Keep that thought. Meet that person in 10 years and let that fuel you. And when you have a hiccup, when you have the moment of you're not compassionate or not resistant or you're resistant, that's okay. But ask yourself, am I being a we leader or am I being a me leader? I'll leave you with that. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for joining. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for showing up and listening to the We Leaders podcast. If we said something today that resonated with you, challenged you, had you lean in just that much more, I would love to hear from you. Connect with me directly at weleaderspodcast.com or email me at connect@pendulumglobal.com. And while you're on the website, make sure to download your free gift. We create one new for you every month. With this podcast, we're building a global community of leaders who want to level up, the leaders of the future. This is a movement. If you know somebody who would benefit from this message, this podcast, or the communities and services that we're creating, share this out using the social media buttons on this page. If you'd like to subscribe, then you can get automatic updates of the new podcast episodes by subscribing on the podcast app on your mobile device. We appreciate you showing up. So if you go to your favorite podcast app and leave us a 5-star review and your authentic feedback and what you want to hear on this podcast, because what this is created for you, by you, so that we can level up together. This is a movement. Join us. Welcome to creating your legacy. Now let's go build history.